Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here to take us exploring. I'm John Batchelor. Bob, Mercury, Bepi Colombo, what is the mission?
Bepi Colombo completed its last flyby of Mercury a few days ago. It dropped down to under 200 miles of the surface. It zipped across the North Pole of Mercury in doing so, and it is now prepared to enter orbit of Mercury in late of 26. When it does so, Beppo Colombo will then split into two different orbiters, one put together by the European Space Agency and the other put together by Japan's space agency, JAXA. And those two spacecraft will take on complementary orbits around Mercury to study the planet. To get there, it's complicated. The orbital mechanics are difficult. It takes a lot of energy to get into Mercury from Earth because being close to the sun. And so, it's taken a long time with a lot of flybys. So they completed this last flyby of Mercury this week and they released a bunch of pictures. They took pictures. I posted what I think is the most interesting picture on Behind the Black. It's a picture of the Terminator near the North Pole of Mercury. And there's a line of craters there, all of which are thought to have permanently shadowed interiors. And there is some evidence that suggests there might be water in them, or at least there's evidence of hydrogen, which does suggest the possibility of water. And so this is a similar issue as with the moon. Even though it's the closest to the sun and therefore the hottest planet, the nature of its orbit and rotation makes the interiors of these deep craters possibly the coldest places in the solar system, and they could have water in them. And so that's why I posted that picture. It's kind of cool.
Mars, surface of Mars, contains samples taken by, I believe, Curiosity or Perseverance.
No, Perseverance.
Yes. Waiting for pickup. But what is Mars sample return? Where is it, Bob?
All right, this is NASA, and this whole program has been a botched job by NASA. They've sent Perseverance to Mars to assemble core samples, place them on the surface for pickup later by an undefined mission. And NASA has been struggling to put together, in partnership with the European Space Agency, a plan, a very complicated plan, to get those samples back. And nothing about it makes any sense. It's been going over budget enormously. NASA put together a study to see if they could, and asked for proposals from the private sector to see if they could come up with a better idea. They had a press conference this week in which the NASA's administrator, Bill Nelson, announced that they've come to some decisions, he claimed. They're considering two different options for getting the samples back to Earth. One would involve a heavy lift capability from the commercial sector. He was very vague what that meant. The other would have to do with using a sky crane like used on Curiosity and Perseverance to get the equipment down to the surface to grab those samples. Basically, he punted the decision because no final decision is made. He says they'll make a final decision in 26. You know who's going to make the final decision? The new administrator of NASA, very shortly after he gets in power, he's going to overlook this and he's going to decide what needs to be done. The whole program is a mess. None of the discussion at the press conference had anything to do with the ascent vehicle, the rocket that's going to take these samples off the ground and up into orbit to rendezvous with the European return vehicle. That's a major thing. You're building a rocket that's got to take off from another planet, and there's been no discussion of that at all. And they originally had Lockheed Martin building it, but they don't have great experience in this kind of matter. So I don't know what will happen with Mars sample return. This whole program was badly designed from the beginning, and it's an example of NASA at its worst.
And Mars, you're looking at a mystery at the South Pole. What?
Yeah, I have some cool images on Behind the Black that we highlight. One is a picture of a cliff face at the edge of the South Pole ice cap of Mars. And what was interesting about this was the color strip. It shows that each layer has a very distinct different color, almost like mineralogy, but it isn't mineralogy. We're alternating between dust layers and ice layers, and that's the nature of the South Pole ice cap. It's got lots of layered deposits of ice and dust, indicating the climate cycles of Mars.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.